This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Husker Sports Network studios. I'm Matt Cotney. At the half, UCLA and Nebraska tied 21-all. The Huskers score the last 14 points of the first half. And now let's go back to the Drive Sober broadcast booth. Here's Greg Sharp.
All right, thank you, Matt. We're joined now by Nebraska President Hank Bounds, our halftime show here today, as we have through each and every Husker football game throughout the fall. Hank, next week kicks off the new year. Let's talk about some New Year's resolutions when it comes to the university.
Sure, Greg. Around this time of year, I like to look back on the great things that have happened in the past year and look forward to the things yet to come. The holidays always heighten my sense of gratefulness, and they also sharpen my focus on planning for the future. For 2016, I've been thinking about what the university needs to do to be even greater, and then taking the steps to make it happen. We need to do more, do it bigger, do it better. That includes a whole list of things, from enrollment, research, engagement with the private sector, and that's just a start. I would add workforce development, affordability and access, tech transfer, and really the list goes on and on. We're doing well, but it's important to be great, not just good. Any resolutions I have would center around ramping up in these key areas to make the University of Nebraska a giant in higher education.
Well, you got a year cut out for you. Let's talk about some things that you're looking forward to.
Well, there are just so many things to look forward to in 2016. Let's start with the reason that the University of Nebraska exists, and that's our students. Higher education can change a student's life. I know this because it changed mine. So the $200 million fundraising initiative we're embarking on over the next 2 years is important on a personal level. The money raised will directly help current and future students and make college possible for many of them. Also want to meet as many of our 52,000 students as possible. I want to be on our campuses frequently, talking to students about their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, and their challenges. Lastly, I'm committed to identifying strategies to make the University of Nebraska a safe, inclusive, and welcoming place for all students and all faculty and staff, for that matter.
What are some other areas that you're excited about for 2016?
Well, I just mentioned faculty. I'm excited about what our faculty can accomplish when they work together across campuses and across disciplines. We can't solve the world's most complex challenges working independently. We're currently exploring U-wide opportunities for research collaboration around health issues related to food. This includes themes like urban and rural food deserts, worldwide food security, and obesity. It's important that faculty on all four campuses engage with one another so we can function as one university and focus on compelling problems.
Well, sounds like collaboration, a key theme for the coming year.
Absolutely. One of the other opportunities I'm excited about is partnerships. There are some important public sector partnerships we'll be working on, including working with policymakers on solutions for Nebraska's future. One of the great things about the university and the state is their shared goals for workforce development and economic growth. We've done a great job in coming together to better the state. A good example is the health science education complex located at Kearney. The programs delivered there will help provide better rural health care for central and western Nebraska. We're also looking to partner with the state next year to provide students and faculty with up-to-date facilities to teach and learn in. NU is putting together a capital plan around critical maintenance priorities. And so in the coming legislative session, we'll ask senators and the governor for deferred maintenance dollars to fund renovation projects in the years ahead. We'll match those dollars with university dollars, and together we can preserve the investment we made when the facilities were first built. There are also exciting private partnerships happening at the University of Nebraska. Innovation Campus is bringing in more industry partners to work with university researchers and students at UNL. If you haven't driven through the Med Center campus recently, you should. What's happening with the Buffett Cancer Center is truly remarkable. It's my belief that in the near future that Nebraska medicine will be mentioned in the same breath as Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson when it comes to cancer research and the impact it has on Americans. And at UNO, private partnerships were critical to making Baxter Arena a reality. It's now serving both the university and the community.
Quite a checklist, but I know you have some more for 2016.
Well, a few more. For UNL, selecting a new chancellor, you know, it's our largest campus. UNL has so many opportunities for a new leader, and I'm excited for what the future holds. We also have so many opportunities to shout our story from the rooftops. I'll continue to travel the state and talk with Nebraskans about the good work we are doing in agriculture, early childhood, engineering, big data, public health. And really, the list goes on and on. And on a personal note, I'm looking forward to taking Susie and the kids to Western Nebraska on vacation.
For you. That'll be great. Well, we're certainly looking forward to the new year. Let's ring this one out in a good style, get a victory here in the bowl game. And it's been a pleasure to sit down with you throughout the football season.
Same here. Thanks for the work that you do for us. You're such a great ambassador for the University of Nebraska. And go Big Red.
All right. Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.